Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mostly peaceful protest until it wasn't.
Right. So I showed up around 4:45 at the Arch. There were only, 25, 30 people there, but we heard that there was another gathering at the courthouse on Washington. So we made our way over there, me and another reporter and two photographers. And there were several hundred, I would say, and the crowd grew very, very quickly. Mariah Parker, the District 2 Athens Clark County Commissioner, was leading it, you know, chants and protesting, all the stuff you would expect. They did some call and response and, you know, anyway, eventually they started marching. They marched down Washington to Thomas, turned right. Marched down to Broad Street, turned right.
My understanding is there were, on a couple of occasions, some issues with traffic during the march.
Yeah, there was a little bit of that. Mainly, once they got to the Arch on Broad, they filled out the street, and the whole intersection of College and Broad was blocked. So they were blocking off the street, and then pretty quickly ACCPD put up roadblocks around the area to prevent anyone else from driving in there. So there were about a dozen or so cars that kind of bad timing got caught right by the crowd, and a few of them were a little bit annoyed, I guess, by the protest, and I think they let one of them through, and then eventually the rest of them kind of did, you know, three-point turns and were able to get out of there. But, there was a little profanity exchange and whatnot, but nothing too violent.
Okay, and from there, talking with Hunter Riggle here, Red and Black, who was covering all of this yesterday afternoon and last evening, things begin to wind down, I gather, and things then begin to get out of hand. Step us through that whole process.
Right. So they reach the Arch. They do some more protesting, then they march around downtown in a big circle, and it was probably at its peak there. I mean, line stretching for a few blocks. I'm not good at estimating crowds. I heard some people say there were over 1,000. There were definitely hundreds of people.
Our mayor has said 2,000 in terms of the number of people there.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take his word for it. I mean, I'm not good with those kind of things, but yeah, it was a huge, the biggest crowd I've seen since the Trump inauguration protests downtown, over 3 years ago. But anyway, they came back, they circled around, they came back and kept protesting. And, around 6:45, maybe there was a little bit of a panic, a little bit of a scare. A lot of people have been speaking, taking the mic. The mayor spoke. A lot of activists spoke. Someone yelled gun. There was some guy who got kind of dragged away by the cops or the police. The police later told me that he had a fake gun. So then it seemed like everything went back to normal. And then about 5 or 6 guys showed up with big old rifles and shotguns and combat gear. And they weren't really messing with anyone. They were kind of just standing around. I talked to them. They're wearing Hawaiian shirts, which is apparently a sort of a meme for some right-wing kind of militia type people online.
I'm hearing of some group called the Bigaloo Boys, Bugalo Boys, some of that. Is that what we're talking about here?
Something like that. Mm-hmm. That's what it appeared. You can read some other reporting from, you know, national outlets about that whole thing. But they claimed they weren't with any specific group. They were just there to protest police violence. And they were pretty tight-lipped. They were just kind of standing around. And I think by that point it was 7 p.m. Everyone had been there for 2 hours. And the marshals of the protests were sort of like, all right, go home. So it seemed like that sort of prompted people to leave, but I think also it kind of run its course. So it thinned out. I left not long after that, went home, ate dinner. You know, we had someone that was still there. I went back out around, 10 something, made my way downtown again, and there were still some people there, still roadblocks, but the crowd was only maybe 100, 150 people. And I talked to a few of the protesters, and they said, you know, we're staying here and we're exercising our rights. And there wasn't really a leader at that point. Some people said, we have an exit strategy, we're trying to leave. Some people said, no, we're staying as long as they'll let us. And there were cops, there were police surrounding the protest on all four sides. So you had police on College Avenue, police down towards Thomas, and then police on Lumpkin, and police behind the arch blocking off North Campus in riot gear, sort of armored car type vehicles. There were National Guard, State Police, ACCPD, variety of different agencies there. And everything was just, they were just sort of hanging out. Nothing really happened. And then close to midnight, a police drone shows up and kind of hovers over the crowd. And it was a little bit hard to hear, but everyone sort of quieted down and had a pre-recorded message. And it basically said, please, you know, disperse. You were doing an unlawful demonstration, citing the curfew that had been enacted at 9:45. Which was a 9 p.m. curfew, but they enacted it at 9:45 saying there's a curfew and downtown is totally, no one's allowed to be there. So using that, I guess, legal justification, the message from the drone was you have to leave, and if you don't, you may be arrested. We may use force. And if some of them left, maybe, I don't know, I would say there was close to 100 still there. So after the warning was given, some police started moving down College Avenue with vehicles and tear gas. I still haven't been able to confirm that rubber bullets were used. I didn't see them, but it was dark. Everything happened pretty quickly.
Was the tear gas used? Was the tear gas used?
Yes, there were tear gas canisters thrown at the crowd, and pretty quickly most people scattered. And then I would say less than a dozen or so stayed put or sat down in the middle of the street and said, we're not moving, you'll have to take us. So those people, I counted at least six that were handcuffed and taken away, arrested. But most of the people that were still there left the scene and were allowed to, you know, walk away, basically go home, from what I could tell.
All right, Hunter Riggle, Red and Black. Anything else to add here in terms of what you were able to see? And I guess by this point in your narrative, we're getting on toward midnight.
Yes. I would say it happened right around midnight. I actually, because I was looking at the time on my phone, I was taking videos and using it to write a story that we just published. So, right about midnight, they sort of just rolled in. And they had formed a square, and they kind of were, you know, nobody, you know, we're going to stay. But pretty quickly, once the tear gas happened, it kind of all hell broke loose and everyone kind of scattered. And me and the other press that were there were kind of left alone for a few minutes and then told, all right, y'all need to get out of here too. And, you know, kind of swept out towards the east side of downtown eventually. Anyway.
Hunter Riggle, Red and Black. Good work. Stay safe. Thanks for your time this morning.
Sure.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.